Welcome back, Tennessee fans. Tennessee Fan Talk, where orange runs deep and every snap tells a story. Today you got the Duke, you got Bird. We're breaking down Tennessee's overtime war with Georgia. Three segments, all Vols. And we'll zoom out and take a quick SEC roundup. Who's hot, who's not, including a shocking result in Columbia.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Vols fans, the best fans in football. Rowdy, passionate, dedicated. And this is where Vol Nation comes to talk. Welcome to the hottest spot for all things Tennessee Vols. This is Tennessee Fan Talk. Where the orange and white comes to life with a dash of humor, a sprinkle of wit, and a whole lot of southern charm. Bringing you the latest updates, breaking news, and some good old-fashioned laughs along the way. We're the water cooler chat you wish you were having at the office, minus the boring stats. Whether you bleed orange or you're just dipping your toes into the world of Tennessee sports, this is for everybody. It's loud, it's proud, it's Tennessee Fan Talk. And now your hosts, Bird and the Duke.
Welcome, welcome, Tennessee fans. If you're sad, don't be. If you're tweeting mean things against Max, stop it. He's, what, 19? Come on, he's a sophomore. That was a situation that I could not imagine the pressure of a young individual, because we actually were sitting in the end of a fourth quarter with the ability to beat Georgia. As I said last week, I was happy if we were going to lose by single digits. That is an improvement over the last 8 years. It also shows being able to go up against Georgia's defense, however problematic they may be right at this moment. It's still a Kirby Smart team. It's still a Georgia. You got to be happy with where this team is at. Thanks for tuning in, Tennessee Fan Talk. You've got the Duke. You've got Bird. And we've got hope, right?
Hi, my name's the Duke, and I have battered ball syndrome. I mean, that's all. I don't have a whole lot more to say to that. You know, it's like an AA meeting, except it's a BVS meeting.
Something that's... How long you been in AA? Well, I went through AA pretty quick. I'm pretty good.
Well, I had a relapse, of course, is what that would be. And, yes, I do agree that I am not a fan of tweeting or saying bad things about anybody on our team, even especially the kicker, even though he has one job, right? And the Tennessee fan base has a tendency to eat their own and say some very mean things. Yes. But on the other hand, these players are now getting paid. And if you are getting paid, I expect some results.
Right.
It's like professional. I mean, it's pretty much semi-pro. Are we playing, you know, the kicker quarterback number? No. But they do that in the league either. But here's the thing. In the NFL, we cut their ass. You can cut their ass and have somebody in there next day. They can't have that on, you know, in college.
No, no.
And I mean, Helen Keller knew that thing was wide right. That's how far bad. I mean, Ray Charles could see that he was missing that.
He heard it come off his foot. That's right.
It's pretty impressive that Nike's pants don't show streaks, because you know he crapped his pants before he kicked because he was so nervous. Adidas, you got some explaining to do when it gets time for that. But other than that, and it's also sad to lose it that way, considering that I am 99% sure that's going to be the last time that Tennessee plays Georgia every year. Like, it's not going to be in every other, like, a, right. You know, they're not going to be our normal opponent anymore. So.
And the next time we play them, it'll be in Athens, and that may be a completely different story.
Hey, the next time we might play him's in Atlanta this year, Bird. Damn it!
Okay. I'll give you that. Segment one. We said we were going to talk about this in three segments. Segment one: offensive identity. We've got the firepower. We'll talk about that, but it has its flaws. Dropped 41 on Georgia, matching the dogs. We let them come back to us 5 different times. Being able to put 457 yards on Georgia. I believe that number, if I did my math correctly, is the last 3 years combined that Aguilar was able to do it, you know, in one game. Third down conversions, I didn't like the whole 50%. Red zone wasn't great. The ball showed explosive potential. The ones that you got to give it to Chris Brazzle, because he went up and had to fight for one-on-one balls.
That's what you want out of your
You threw it up and let him trust it. However, I think if that ball would have been, I say, thrown a little further, that thing was, it was up there and able to be caught, not a Joe Milton rocket where no one's getting it except for the second row of stands.
Mm-hmm.
You got to love the big chunk plays in the first half, or in the first quarter. The scoring, nothing. What did I say last week? 4 quarters of football. When you are off the field as quick as Tennessee was put off the field in the second quarter, what happens to that defense? Yep. Balanced game. And that is one of the things with Heupel. Everyone talks about the up-tempo. He's going real quick. That also puts pressure on that defense. So if you're going real quick, you better freaking score. Because come fourth quarter, that defense is tired. Come overtime, the defense is tired. I think overall, what do you think about
I think it's an upgrade from last year. I think if we had Nico, we wouldn't even in the game yesterday. We wouldn't even be in the, I mean, we would have been blown out by the second quarter.
UCLA was 14-point favorites against New Mexico State and lost.
I don't know if you saw it. It was pretty funny. On College Game Day, there was somebody that had an Ian Aliaba jersey that had duct tape on it said, I'm a having regrets.
No, I did not see that.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's great.
But, you know, I'm not a moral victory kind of guy. Like, I don't believe in moral victories. I mean, that's going to suck.
Yeah.
The kicker, we might have yips the rest of the year.
Oh, I hope that doesn't get in his head for the rest of the year.
Oh, it's for sure in his head, buddy. Just think about it.
Kickers really are head cases.
He went from being able to have any piece of tail that he wanted on the whole campus to now he's getting death threats. Within 2 seconds. I mean, he could, you know, you get what I'm saying? They are, it's like putting. It's like a golfer, their head cases.
Yeah.
Because he only had one job. Now, the false start probably hurt him, too.
False start, you know, 5 more yards.
I mean, that's, but I mean, it wasn't even close.
No.
I mean,
no.
It wasn't even close.
No. I mean, and kind of like as similar to golf, but, I was going to use that same thing is the second one was basically the same spot, maybe a little shallower.
Well, and, normally in golf, the second man plays on tour. You know what I'm saying? You know, you make that putt. After you say, ah, shit, I missed it.
Yeah. And then you made it.
But I mean, you can't, at the end of, I mean, it's a lot of pressure on him.
It is.
There's a couple fourth downs that we should have stopped them.
It is. Yeah. How about we don't let him get a 2-point conversion?
That too.
Game over.
And you can put a little bit on Heupel for playing soft and playing for the field goal.
Yep. Yeah, you could do a little of that. And in segment two,
I mean,
we are going to talk about that defensive strain that was put on him from playing soft, from not being aggressive offensively, or just maybe not having the guy. I don't know.
I mean, we weren't healthy, right? I mean, we have probably the two best corners in the nation, and yeah, they were both out.
Right. Which we knew was going to affect. We knew that was going to affect us.
I also noticed that for some reason, just for me watching on TV and the highlights, we were in man every single time.
Mm-hmm.
You think after you get burnt a couple times, you might say, you know what? We'll sprinkle a zone in here. See,
yeah, just now and again. Just now and again.
But no. So I don't know. I mean, it's a tough loss, you know. Because, I mean, once again, it's not going, it doesn't change my day to day. That's why I'm not mad about it. But. Right.
We didn't play another day. We didn't play another day. When we come back, segment two, we're going to talk about the defensive strain, big plays, bigger gaps. We kind of got picked on a little bit from the running game of Georgia. And then, of course, you know, when they needed to convert a fourth down, we'll talk about that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a top-lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Now, back to Tennessee Fan Talk. Here's Bird and the Duke.
As well as Tennessee did offensively, the defensive strain allowed Georgia to rack up 512 total yards, including 278 through the air. And really, they really only had a couple of long shots through the air. I do think maybe some of the penalties, you know, when they're both handsy and then both ways. I could see both ways on a couple of things of non-calls or whatever. The one that gets me is in overtime, the very first Georgia run, pop out to the outside. There was a hold, uncalled.
I mean, Georgia played a perfect second half of football. They didn't get a single flag.
Uncalled. And I'm taking this back to I think it was an Ole Miss game, the last time Ole Miss was in Neyland. Forward progress stopping at a goal line run.
I mean, didn't that happen in our bowl game a couple years ago against Purdue as well?
Yes, it did, in the Music City Bowl against Purdue. That
it is.
That has bit us twice of no, forward progress had been stopped. Now, granted, they still had third and fourth down attempts. They probably would have got in anyway, but still.
Sure. You know, maybe I'm giving Tennessee too much credit here, but as a whole, we are the most hated program in the SEC by fan bases.
Yes.
Probably by the SEC office, probably by the officiating crews. So even at home games, we get away cooking. You know what I'm saying? They sprinkle X-Lax on us at home, and we're supposed to get home cooking. And that's not just football. That's every sport. The SEC, it hates us.
Oh, yeah. I did tell you that we would start seeing interceptions from Aguilar's throwing. And we did.
I can live with this. I can live with that.
Tennessee forced two turnovers, including a third quarter pick that flipped the momentum around for them. You know, they really needed it. And to get back on top, the defense allowed six plays of 20-plus yards, including that horrible 38-yard touchdown in the fourth and sixth.
It's kind of like us playing Alabama that year. How many interceptions did Aguilar have? Like I said, I didn't get to watch the state. Okay, so he technically only had one because one was a garbage time at the end of the second quarter. That doesn't count when he just heaved one up.
Right.
I mean, Stockton had one too.
Hey, right at the end.
So I don't count those.
Yeah.
I don't count those.
Yep. Third down defense.
I can take interception.
Georgia converted 8 of 13, you know, so they were right in there with us. I don't know what the penalty yards are. If I were to look, I would say we had 100 yards penalties.
Sure. Sounds about right.
You know, as much as I saw them, whatever.
I mean, if Tennessee plays perfect, we probably have 75 yards. I mean, that's just the way it goes.
Yeah. The front end held up pretty early. Especially the fatigue from being on the field an enormous amount of time in the second quarter, and then having the missed tackles that opened up floodgates. Georgia ran the ball pretty strong between their three backs back there.
Sure. Secondary
struggled with coverage rotations. I tell you, as far as linebackers go, that is it Harrison?
Mm-hmm.
He had an amazing game. Absolutely sure. Amazing.
Yeah, man. I mean, we're still injured, but everybody goes through that.
Uh-huh. I feel like we always go through that.
I mean, every team does that. It's just because we're homers. I'm telling you, that goes back to us being narcissistic Tennessee fans.
Segment three here, we're talking coaching and culture. Close, but costly. Heupel's aggressive style, return to the aggressive style, because like we said, him taking his foot off the gas a little bit. Why would you do that against Georgia? It's Georgia. You go, 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 go.
Hmm.
You know?
I don't know what to say. I mean, I was thinking in this whole setup, is Georgia kind of on the downhill slide, or, you know, like a rebuilding year, or is Tennessee better than what everybody thinks? I think that normally when we catch Georgia in November, they've got so much tape on us that it's easier for them to scheme. They didn't have as much tape on us.
I said that.
So I think we just happen to get Georgia on a down day.
And Georgia always plays better later on in the year, and it's funny that you say that, because about the third quarter, I was like, God dog it. He's let everything out, and now every team's going to know what Aguilar and company are capable of.
Well, I don't care. You have to win that game. It's worth the risk. I mean, it's you put your nuts on the table, and if you win, you win. Whatever. We lost. This is one of those losses, too, that in Tennessee's past is a big turning point. We used to just – you talk about culture. We used to just crap to bed and be – I mean, UAB next week, this week, whatever. Trent Dilfer, watch him. I mean, if they put up a fight. But If I was Josh Heupel, I would hang 100 on somebody.
Oh, absolutely. For your players, because hang 100.
Alabama is now in front of us again in the AP poll, by the way, if you didn't see. They're back to 14th.
You know, as we're recording this Sunday evening, I did look up, or didn't look up, I said, you know what, I feel like we should kind of stay. You know, it was a loss, but it was a loss to a big team. And I feel like we should stay.
Oh, I was totally prepared.
So I'm happy that we stayed. Should Alabama have moved up in front of us? Probably not.
Once again, it's AP poll, who cares? But I was perfectly ready for us to drop way down and Vanderbilt be in front of us. We're beating a fraud of a team of South Carolina.
You know what
they
love?
They are fraud.
I love that Vanderbilt is ranked 20th because I was like, you know what? They're going to stub them and stick them in there at 25th. So I'm happy with the 20th.
I mean, I don't want Vanderbilt to ever win another game, but I'm just saying, like, I knew for the longest time that South Carolina was frauds. I know that Beamer's a fraud. I know that Virginia Tech is getting ready to fire their coach because they got beat by Old Dominion on Saturday, and it was an ass-whipping.
Makes Vanderbilt's win look not so great.
No, for sure. I mean, I have to look it up, but I mean, it was a out behind the woodshed keister kicking, I'm telling you. Let me look here. Holy smokes.
While you're looking that up, we're going to go to a break. This thing did pop up and just tell me six penalties for 55 yards. That just does not seem right at all. Balls played with heart and urgency, clock management, situational awareness, and overtime. Raising a little eyebrows. He's taking a little heat for it. The team is mentally tough, physically capable. Win these type of games is the margin for error is razor thin. Tennessee getting close. I think they're getting really close. We're going to get into segment four, talk about or look at an SEC snapshot, and then look at next week. We'll be back.
Wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Now, back to Tennessee Fan Talk. Here's Bird and the Duke.
Looking around the SEC, the big one is Commodores crash the party. Vanderbilt knocking off South Carolina 31-7. The Doors snapping a 16-game losing streak to the Gamecocks. Pavi 18 for 25, 170 yards, two touchdowns. The biggest thing for them, four forced turnovers. And LSU had five on Florida, and this says something about LSU, too, is either Florida's defense is really good or LSU is sneaky frauds because you have five picks off DJ Lagway and you only put up 20 points?
LSU is on fraud watch.
Fraud watch for them. You look at the coaching hot seat across the SEC, I do think that Billy Napier is the top. He's the one with the hottest seat.
I mean, yeah, I don't know who else. I mean, Beamer is not on the hot seat.
You got.
I would love for him to be on the hot seat because I can't stand that bum. But
Jeff Levy, maybe Mark Stoops. Maybe
his buyout's crazy though because they can't afford that. They'd have to start selling more coal, and that ain't, the EPA ain't going to allow that to pay his buyout.
Ole Miss looking good. 2-0 in the conference, beating out Arkansas in a 41-35 shootout. Alabama, last-minute rally going up and beating Notre Dame, putting them at 0.
You mean Texas A&M. Sorry.
Yeah, A&M. What'd I say?
You said Alabama.
I'm sorry. A&M stunned Notre Dame last second. Notre Dame looks really good for if A&M is what I think they are. Notre Dame looked really good for an 0-2 team. And then, of course, Alabama, 38-14.
And who did they play?
Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin, that's right.
Yeah.
With the backup quarterback, by the way, just letting everybody know.
Okay.
No, Alabama didn't have the backup quarterback. Wisconsin, Wisconsin did. And they still.
And they're. Arkansas potentially with a tough game at Memphis.
I don't know, dude. Arkansas scares me this year even more than last year. They have an offense now.
They do. They do. We'll see.
And so does Oklahoma.
Yes, they do. With that quarterback over at Oklahoma, that's scary. That's scary. That could put Tennessee in a four.
We could legitimately win not too many SEC games this year, folks. It's going to be a bloodbath.
We'll see how Memphis and Arkansas game looks. Of course, UAB coming to Tennessee.
I've heard the National Guard's going to beat that game. I heard about that.
Ole Miss getting a breather hosting Tulane, which is also
that ain't no breather, dude.
Which is also 3-0. I will say
that's where Brazzle came from.
Yeah,
Brazzle Dazzle.
And as far as some big SEC games, you got Auburn at Oklahoma. That's going to be a nice one. Their first matchup. You got is it pronounced Mateer for Oklahoma?
I think it's Mateer, yeah.
Mateer, 944 yards of passing already.
Well, you got Florida, Miami, too, right?
Absolutely insane. NIU going to Mississippi State, which you can't count them off because they knocked off Notre Dame last year.
The Salukis?
The Carolina going to the other Columbia where they're going to get beat.
Is it South Carolina versus North Carolina?
No, going to the other Columbia.
Oh, they're going to Missouri.
Missouri, where they're going to get beat.
It's the worst two coaches, personality wise, in the league going against each other.
The one where you're flipping a coin to see which one you want to punch in the face first.
I mean, Eli Drinkwitz's face is more punchable for sure. I mean, that's just bottom line.
The 1-2 Florida Gators going to the number 4, 3-0 Miami, where they're going to get
College game day is going to be there, and they're going to get. I mean, Billy Napier might be left on South Beach.
Georgia State going to Vanderbilt. You got to watch out for Georgia State.
They've got some experience. I can't stand Diego Pavia, by the way.
And then, of course, SLU at LSU and Sam Houston at Texas. This is the last week before things get real all across the SEC.
Until we get into real league play. I mean, league play started, but you know what I mean. Yep. Until you get to homecoming.
Right. Yeah.
How about just some side notes too? Georgia Tech beating Clemson. Dabo Sweeney, he on the hot seat.
You know, the last time that he went started off 1-2. He ended up winning 10. I think he went 10-3.
The problem with Dabo Sweeney is he does not believe in the transfer portal. He does not believe in NIL paying folks. Mm-hmm. And Cade Klubnik is a fraud.
Klubnik is definitely a fraud.
I knew he's a fraud when Joe Milton beat him.
Yeah. If you get
beat. Oh, he's going to be the next. He's just young.
Yeah. You get beat up by Stonehands Milton. No good.
Then Virginia Tech got beat 45-26 by Old Dominion.
That's bad.
Yep. I got it brought up right here.
That's bad. I actually watched every snap of that Vanderbilt South Carolina game.
I think you're a closet Vanderbilt fan.
It's just great to see someone that has sucked so long.
It's not great, Bert. I want them all to suck. I want every one of them to suck.
Closet Vanderbilt. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, man, I wonder how a black and gold podcast would sound.
You think we only got 12 listeners for Tennessee? Can you imagine it's Vanderbilt? Nobody listens. They have no fans.
They got a lot of money behind them. If you go out there and look at some of the old heads that keep that program afloat financially.
Yeah. So? I mean, it's in a city in the state of Tennessee that's really not a part of Tennessee. It's like New Orleans is not a part of Louisiana. Atlanta's not a part of Georgia. So on and so forth. Nobody pulls for Vanderbilt in Nashville because nobody from Nashville goes to Vanderbilt. For one, you can't afford it. Two, you ain't smart enough. So, or you ain't got enough money to get in.
Or not.
Like your parents. You're not liberal enough.
We would normally run a little longer of an episode to talk about this week's game, but there is no point in talking about UAB.
I probably won't watch it either.
Is it? Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
It's probably on SEC Plus, and I'm not dealing with that.
Nope, SEC Network. It is.
Oh, then I might watch the first couple drives.
Heading in, what is this, week four already?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yep.
Heading into it already. A lot of I'm chaos still, in the SEC.
I'm still sad. I don't. It's a weird. It's a weird feeling. I'm not mad. I'm not sad. I'm just defeated. It's the word. I'm like, yeah.
Hey, I set myself up for it. I did. I pulled a Duke where I was like, ah, no, we're gonna lose. But if we can lose by just a little bit, it's better than the past.
A loss is a loss is a loss is a loss. Sorry, and now we're just gonna. Everybody freaking loves Kirby Smart. I can't stand that bowl-cutted F.
That's it for this week's Tennessee Fan Talk. Tennessee didn't get the win, but they showed that they're built for the big stage. We will be back next week. Who do they play? Mississippi State after.
That's scary, too.
Yeah, that's a little,
at Mississippi State.
That's a little scary.
Yeah, going to the third world country of Starkville.
We'll break down UAB next week for a little bit around the SEC before we get into Mississippi State next week. Till then, stay loud, stay proud, and keep watching, go listening. Balls. Tennessee Fan Talk. Go Balls.
You've been listening to Tennessee Fan Talk.
It's where the orange and white come to life. If it has anything to do with the Vols, we're talking about it. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We hope you've enjoyed it. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Keep bleeding orange. And see you next time on Tennessee Fan Talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.